Are you there?
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, I see where you are, so I'm going to back out now. You can go ahead and take it from there just like normal.
Okay, thank you.
All right, then. All right. So I'm like,
leave my son. Thank you, sir. July the 15th, 2020, this program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Murad Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Ilahi Bey, the first hour. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the Tafsir of Imam Warfuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. And from 8 to 9, our beloved sister Michelle Muhammad will be discussing cooklovelivehealthy.com. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blocktalkradio.com archives, and you'll be able to listen to the talks that you have missed. So before we start our dua, the program, we have an announcement. We are asking everyone to say a dua, a small prayer for our beloved brother Imam Shamsuddin that's in the hospital. And we pray to Allah, we ask Allah to bless him to get well and get back home to his family and his community. Also, tomorrow, producer of Block Talk Radio, pardon me, the producer of New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Murad Speaks, will be coming on tomorrow. And he will be coming on in from 7 p.m. in my slot. So with that, we'll open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off last Thursday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihil kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam mubarak. Allah made man from dust to be an industrialist. Allah made man from the dust. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. The last for man was industry. We came as a spiritual life, and then he got engaged, turned on his brain to his environment, and understood that his life needed to mate with his physical environment to produce wealth, to produce the comforts his wife wanted, etc. So he engaged the physical environment, and in time he became an industrialist. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, man, when he created him to be an industrialist. When God says that he made man from the dust, he means to tell you that you are made of material that needs development, and your destiny is to go from dust to industry. Dust, things not adhering. So dust is not adhering. Dust is not staying together. So the least little wind can blow the members apart and send them floating in the air. But if the dust will receive moisture and becomes germinated after moisture, or the germ, it is to be germinated by moisture and feed on the sun and on the air and on the things that are in the ground and water, it can live again to support life. Plant small and big and see industry develop and grow. So industry comes from the things the earth grows. That is how we get industry. The Quran, Surah 11, Ayah 7, throne was on the water, sea water. So this is man's sensitivity of the intellect and the soul. Water is a body that is very sensitive. The only time it loses that is when it is frozen. The sensitivity is necessary to get life started. If people are insensitive, you can't begin to establish them in an order, directed life, governed or society. Most unestablished people are those who have grown insensitive, dry of water, of human feelings. The Quran, Surah 11, Ayat 7, throne was on the water. Dear beloved people, understand that. And Allah says that his throne was first established on the water. Isn't that what Allah says in this book? You who read it, that his throne was first established on the water. What does that tell us? That those who move from the principle of pure faith, pure spiritual faith, to a principle of social order and development, still your salvation is faith. It was established on the water, and water is still needed on the land. For a land without water is called what? In the Quran, a dead land. Is that not right? So it is a dead land, and we know that for a fact, yes. The Quran, Surah 11, Ayat 7, Allah's throne was on the water. Matthew 4:19, follow me, and I will make you fishermen of men. John 21:6, cast net on the right side. John 20:15, Jesus, gardener after resurrection. So we know in the Quran, Allah's throne covered the whole of creation. So his throne extends over the heavens or the skies and the earth. The same Quran says that his throne was on the water. So what is it saying? What is water? Man's sensitivity. The sensitivity of the intellect and the soul. The sensitivity of the intellect and the soul. So it is expedient that I go away. That was proper in its time, in its place. But then it's necessary to begin a learning process. Is that not right? So we find Jesus calling the people first. What? At the water. Come. I will make you fishermen of men, and even instructed them so they would be able to fish better. He said, cast your net to the right of the boat. Is that right? So he gave them instructions at sea, and they say when they threw their nets to the right, they brought in fish abundant. Is that right? So then he brought them, led them to the land, and then he taught them in the land not to trust the learning of the world, trust faith in God. Is that right? So John 20:15, Jesus, gardener after resurrection. Then he said, it is expedient that I go away. And he went away. And it is said that they saw him again in the garden after his death. And he was working as a gardener, not a fisherman. What grows in the ground? Shows patterns of growth. It shows sequence, stage of development, a seed, a sprout, a body, leaves, flowers, seed, fruit. Is that right? The symbolic of the learning process. So Jesus, gardener, signed gardener underneath river. The Quran, Surah 98, Ayat 8, garden underneath river's flow. So the second Christ, he's seen in a garden. Is that right? Yes. That Jesus is a sign, Muhammad, and he will give you gardens underneath which rivers flow, to abide therein forever. you won't have to wait for the intercourse. You won't have to wait for the Holy Ghost to strike you. The Quran, Surah 21, Ayat 91, Jesus assigned. So you won't have to wait for rain to come down with thunder and lightning in the high heavens. There will be rivers flowing underneath, whether the clouds come out or not. The garden is supplied. I was speaking to a group of scholars, to an order of secret science, One of them stood up and asked me to compare Prophet Muhammad and Jesus, Prophet Esau. I told him Jesus was a sign pointing to Muhammad, the real thing. Yes, destiny, rational grips life, and environment. So after all, what is man's destiny? Man's destiny is rational grip of his life and his environment. That's man's destiny, rational grip in his life and his environment. Jesus, an impulse. So Jesus was an impulse to shoot the world in the direction, trusting the Lord who will force man in that direction. Muhammad the teacher. Prophet Muhammad was the teacher bringing the rational message to educate the people. Yes, bring us in rational contact, rational command of our life and our environment. How wonderful that is. Can any of you Muslims now go on living a spiritual life, neglecting this life that must be consummated with the tools of intelligence? No. If you Muslims are for real, and if you have understood what we are teaching, you can't rest until you meet your destiny in this better sense, an intelligence to cultivate for the hereafter. Isn't that true? Yes. So we are never satisfied until our tools of intelligence are working in this world to make the more useful, more productive, pleasing to Allah, and more beneficial to us. Life's a test. The Quran, Surah 11, Ayah 7, thrown was on the water to test. The Quran, Surah 67, Ayah 2, Allah created death and life to test. Allah Most High, He also said that His throne was established upon the water to test you as to who is best in conduct. And He also said that He created the death and the life also to test you regarding amongst you who is the best in conduct. So that tells us something here. It tells us very clearly that certain circumstances for human beings represents a test. You regarding amongst you who is the best in conduct. So that tells us something here. It tells us very clearly that certain circumstances of human beings represents a test of the human behavior. It challenges human behavior, certain environmental situations that you find yourself in. Those situations are going to challenge your ability to perform in a civilized, excellent way. And if you don't have help coming from somewhere, you will be in a world of trouble. Joseph's moral excellence was priceless. The Quran, Surah chapter 12, Joseph's moral ascension. We have this in all three of the heavenly religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. The story of Joseph, he was rejected by his brothers. They tried to put him away from them, and they did it. he ended up in Egypt. But the Pharaoh, the Egyptian leader, discovered in Joseph something that was priceless, his moral excellence, and they gave him a high position over the storehouses. They trusted him to be over them. Egypt at that time was the richest, most productive of all the nations. So everybody was coming to Egypt for help, especially for food. So one day Joseph's brother came to Egypt for help, and they had forgotten about him. And he had to remind them that he was their brother. He did not turn them down. They had sold him into slavery, rejected him, lied to their father about his circumstances that had happened to him. They said to their father, "Here is his shirt. It has animal blood on it," to make his father think he was killed or devoured by animals. But Joseph didn't reject them or refuse to give them rations or supply their needs with food. He asked about his brother Benjamin, and he gave them food. So here is a nation welcoming a moral person because of his moral excellence into government and to high positions, where he was trusted to be over the storehouses. Distribution of food, I think that has more meaning than just food. That is to tell us that most valuable achievement for human persons is moral excellence. So we know no matter how much education one has, and I'm not knocking education because it permits you to do wonderful things, but without the moral nature, you may create hell for yourself and hell for others. You may end up bringing your life down. I have known people who have gone to school, achieved degrees, and just a little thing troubled them, and they fell down. They couldn't stand up anymore and became habitual drunks. They lost their respect for their own life. That can happen. But if your moral life is saved, then everything else will be saved. If your moral life is saved, your intellect is saved. You are saved for your profession, for your work in this world. Ultimately, it is the moral factor that determines the fate of the individual, family, and the world. So if we have more of a quality moral life in our family, they would be in good condition, and we would not have so many families in pitiful state that they are in now. And so it is for communities. If we would purify our spirit and seek more quality for our moral life as a race, as a people, as African Americans, our community would come into a new life. We would become productive. We think this great production that the United States has is owing to our scientists and to our great industrialists, etc. No, it is owing to the excellence in this society that has opened up and made them more respectful of things that they should be given respect, and because of its higher appreciation of human life and the many things that benefit human life, we have this great production. It is because of loyalty to high principles, because of appreciation of human life in its excellence, that these industrialists and others are working to serve American citizens with a better environment, a better life. So when they don't care, they produce hell for themselves and for us. For those who care about human life, give us environment that take burdens off of us and free us, that have a virtual heaven almost on earth. I do believe we can have a heaven on earth if we all agree in the life that is most important for us, and that is the spiritual life, that God wants us to be one people, one accord, and one spiritual life, a life of moral excellence. Of the prophets, God says, He sent him to us to purify us and to lead us out of the darkness into the light, the darkness of ignorance, the darkness of moral corruption into the light. But first we must purify ourselves. This is no spooky exercise. It just means intending to be good, intending to be truthful, intending to be a decent human being, and working at it, and realizing that life loss will cause you to lose everything eventually. So challenge brings out the potential in the soul. The role of that spirituality is to have us appreciate the best moral standards of mankind. And a people should be judged not by individual, but by their collective performances. And as a people, we perform excellently. So we have individuals that make trouble. Sometimes small groups make trouble. But as a rational body, we perform very well. That condition, that spirituality in us, I believe, is what has moved us to go against racism, against mistreatment of the little fellow, the minority, by the majority, until we have come to what we have now in this country, protection for minorities, minority rights, inclusion, and a new dignity that we all have in this country as human beings, in spite of the culture that is wayward, astray from that purity that we should have. That is a test. And we won't progress if we don't have a test. We welcome challenge. The more the soul is challenged, the more the good potential in the soul is brought out. I believe this is a testing ground, the land of opportunity and a land of challenge. Myself, I wouldn't change a thing. It is good for us. I love a challenge. In fact, if the devil wants to come in my house, he can live with me. I have become tough enough to go to sleep while he is in my house. And believe me, he might be in your house tonight. So Joseph was put in position to give food for the mind. In scripture, food is food for the body and also food for the mind. Joseph was not only giving food for the material body or flesh, but he was putting in position also to give food for the mind. That is to teach and expand the mind of the people, to assist the mind of the people so that they grow wiser, more intelligently, and become more productive. So the more important understanding, I think that will be that the Egyptians put him in charge of the storehouses, meaning that he was in charge of assisting people with their mental needs. So man from a dispense fluid. It refers to the evolution of man in the beginning of his rise as a life form. Was much like animals, he did not have human intelligence. He had a human body, but he had to grow into human intelligence from an animal. He became a man, a human being. And some of us are animals right now. The evidence of that is still around. There are several references. You were evolved from a fluid dispense. This is the Quran. If something is dispensed, it is dispensable, at least in the opinion of the one who is dispensing it. There are other references to the inferior beginning of human life. It begins from inferiority, and we grow into excellence, but we begin as inferior creatures. That is science, and this is religion both. The Quran, Surah 13, Ayah 2, 31 to 10. We need physical things to express, deliver something that is abstract. So how we made the world above you, and see how they were supported with no visible supports under them. So this land we stand upon is really floating through space. We stand up, we stand us up in our physical body. Pardon me, I'll go back. God stands us up in our physical body, spiritually on balls and sockets. The world is knocking on our door and asking for us to recognize our essential life form. Allah, heaven, no pillars. The Quran, Surah 13, Ayah 2, sky raised without support. Now, Al-Islam wants to condition us for the work we have to do for our families and our neighborhoods and our world. And how does it condition us? It tells us that the things that are invisible, those things that are not seen, they are stronger than the visible, what you see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at the sky. See how those bodies are held up there. And it seems as though there are not structures to support them. They are not supported by visible structures. There are planets up there. Jupiter, much bigger than the earth, much heavier than the earth. But we can go out there and get a telescope sometime, maybe. And we can see it with our eyes if we know where to look for it. And it is up there in the space, suspended in space. And it seems as though nothing is holding it up. Now, we know something is holding it up when we learn science, astronomy, etc. We know what's holding it up. Science has identified what is holding it up. But for the human eye, we don't see anything holding it up. Imagine that. The earth that we're on right now, we could not know the size of it unless science had not discovered how to measure the size of the earth, how to know something about it. We wouldn't know how to measure it. We would think it was endless. You don't see any end to the earth. You keep going. You think it is endless. Look how amazing God's creation is. We can't really know it with our common senses, with our common mind. Look at space. These are things God wants us to think about so that we will be conditioned to be successful in our life on earth. He wants us to have faith, so he created worlds to signal to you things that tell your thoughts and excite your intellect, excite your mind, and make you want to ask questions. Why? How long? Where does it end? Where are we going? These are the thoughts that brought people to believe in God and become thinkers and later seers and later messengers and prophets of God, looking at the wonders of the creation. So God wants to prepare us to be successful. He made a creation to prepare us to be successful. Then he revealed about the sky, and he says, look at the sky, how he made it. Then he tells us that he feeds us not only from the earth, but he says he feeds us both from the sky and the earth. Then we study science and learn from science, nutrients come down with the rain, not just rain. The Quran, Surah 13, Ayah 3, paths. He has designed it to operate in the pattern of pairs, the pattern of two, and the pattern of pairs. Wherever there are effects, there are causes for those effects. Wherever there are problems, there are solutions for those problems. God has not given us imbalance in life, and God has not given us a severe or truncated or a limit life in any part of it. God has given us a whole and complete life. And wherever we find one thing operating in a disease way or in a problem way, we will also find a help for that thing. If we look close enough, there is help for us. No matter what the problem is, there is always help for us. I'm speaking now of the problems that we seem to have in a comfortable state of mind for ourselves. The Quran, Surah 13, Ayah 4, one water, different plants. God says in a parable in the Quran, see how from one water plants come up different from each other, inferior and superior to each other, some with inferior qualities and some with superior qualities, all withered by the one same water. Dear people, we hate to recognize that all human beings are the same. Never has been, never will be. Each one of us are free to earn a reward from Allah. Some of us are not as interested in pleasing Allah as others. Some are more selfish. They grow into thorns and crabgrass. Others are more inclined to God. These are less selfish. They want to help others as well as themselves. They grow into something beautiful, attractive to all people. God says he waters the earth with one water, and plants come up different from each other in equality and worth. So human aspirations. Again, dear people, let us look at human aspirations, something that we want. But some of us are so selfish in our aspirations that we grow inhumanly instead of humanly. So God, he has to tell us what is our own aspirations. As what we have to realize, that God, he feeds us the life for the spirit as well as the life for the flesh. He feeds us, and we have to also understand that it's Almighty God who enlightens us. We don't enlighten ourselves. He enlightens us. Einstein didn't make himself the successful scientist he was. Pasteur or none of the rest made themselves the successful scientists that they were. It was because of a blessing of God that they became the successful scientists that they were. They were given a brain. Their brain was a gift. Brain, interest, and drive. Of God, the health of it was a gift of God. The interest was a gift of God. They had to have an interest. If they have got the brain and not interest, nothing happens. So you have to have interest. The drive was the gift of God. Interest and no drive and nothing happens. Yes. And then God comes and aids all of that and makes accidents happen to show the scientist something he couldn't find scientifically. How many great discoveries we have heard of, the report says, no, I wasn't after that. I was after something else. I ran up on that by accident. The Quran, Surah 13, Ayat 4, earth, water, one get many different plants. Look how the same earth that appears to be no different from the earth over there produces this thing in excellent, beautiful quality. And the same earth looking the same over there can't produce it. And I look at the desert when the Arabs roam, where the Arabs roam. You know, they used to be Bedouins and they roamed the desert. What is out there to inspire culture? But yet, the Quran, Surah 13, Ayat 4, different plants from the same one water. Souls are expressions and branches of the one soul. So this is responding to a question about the soul after a person dies, the soul of that person. We talk about the soul as one soul. So we are one human soul. And all other souls are expressions and branches of that one soul. So the human soul, in fact, we are nothing but that same. If you can imagine this bottle of water, the water in this bottle being all the souls on earth in their original form, as God created it, that is the human form with human sensitivities. The original soul with its human sensitivities, as God made it in the beginning. If you can imagine this bottle of water being all of that, my soul is from this. Water, your soul, every other human soul is from water, just as this water is in this bottle, no change. But when we become conscious, then just like water feeds, a corn seed, and the corn seed becomes a corn stalk. And the stalk bears ears of corn, right? So the same one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the same water comes down and water the life, but some life comes up superior, some life comes up inferior. So soul is the real life. Race, culture is merely its dress. So it is the same water, same soul. But when it comes into us and we become conscious, then that water takes on form and it becomes Waraq Uddin Muhammad. It becomes you. And then our life, the way we live, and then the environment we live makes us different. But all of us should keep the purity that we got out of this bottle, because what we are dressing up is the soul. So the soul is the life. It is the real life. And our culture, our ethnicity, our racial characteristics and racial spirit, all of that is nothing but expressions dressed up that we put on this original water. So if you dress up this original water without a respect for this original water, without a love and a respect for this original water, you are not keeping the content. A good human, you can't go far. So the nation who has left their humanity, they are just Africans and Nigerians or Guyanans and the African Americans over here. So you are nothing but black people, or you African Americans, but you are not in touch with your human essence. In its purity, you will not go far. So the only life that can go far is the original human nature. America has built its whole society on the recognition of what I'm telling you right now. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and endowed with certain inalienable rights. So they are talking about the soul, and it says that the government cannot give you this, and the government can't take it away. So this is the wisdom of the founding fathers. And they perceive the human nature being the basis of life for human beings. And that is the life that they have to base the right available to citizens on. So the right available to citizens is based upon your right to that life. And that life that wants to pursue happiness, that's the life that wants to have dignity and respect in the world. So you lose that, you don't want much. The average black person, they don't want much. They want just what you give a dog. You give your dog food, you give your dog a place to live, a place to bark and carry on. Let it go out for a walk, and you let your dog have sex. Sometimes that is all they want. They want no more than what you give a dog. As Allah says in the Quran, they want no more than what cattle have. Their life is just no more than the life of cattle. The Quran, Surah 14, Ayat 1. The Quran sent to bring man out of darkness. The Quran, Surah 7, Ayat 203. Quran, light. The Quran, Surah 53, Ayat 7 to 17, Majah, Muhammad, Ascension. The Quran, Surah 23, Ayat 51 to 52, Prophet, One Brotherhood. Bukhari, page 4, 429, Heaven, Seven Prophets. So we know what broke the dark ages, and God says that he has revealed the religion. Reveal the Quran for what purpose? To bring mankind out, to bring mankind all out of the darkness into the light, out of the darkness of bad morals, moral blindness, out of the darkness of rational blindness, out of the darkness of social ignorance into the light. So he is the leader. That's what you should be advancing now. That statement that Muhammad is the leader of the modern world. So world is nighttime. So we have to lift our minds and spirits up. We have to lift our gaze up and look a distance up the road. You want to really have an accident driving on a dangerous road? And life is a dangerous road if you don't know what you're doing. If you want to really have an accident at night, and this is nighttime, the world always nighttime, only God way is day. So you are driving on a small, dangerous road, and it's winding like a snake sometimes. And some of you drive without lights. And here come a big, huge vehicle coming your way with bright lights. And suddenly, you are totally blind. And you are off the road forever. You're gone. And then some of you, many of you, look right in front of your vehicle. And your eyes are not going beyond the vehicle. You're headed for a terrible collision. You got to lift your gaze up and put your eyes with your light into the road a distance ahead of the moving vehicle. Quran advanced other religions. Also, this brother Imam, I'm talking to you because you say you are Muslim. You say you serve in Al-Islam. So I'm talking to you, and now, and know this also, that whatever they are teaching in those private quarters, Christian, not theology, Christian interpretation of scripture. They even try to interpret Quran for Muslims now. Whatever they are doing, know that their religion itself is to advance by al-Islam. Their religion is to be advanced by the Quran and Muhammad, the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him. They have only been able to advance because of God revealing the Quran and putting Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, in the world as the leader. Whether they are Jews, Christians, or any other, Muhammad is their leader. There are many signs, but I don't need those. All I need is to know what al-Islam is and look at the world. And I know the leader is. I know who the leader is. But there are signs too. So when God took Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, up into the heavens and showed him the leaders in the past of God's beginning with Adam himself, he greeted them all as his brothers. Because prophets belong to the same fraternity, for want of a better word, the same order of messengers, prophets of God. So he ascended this order from Adam and Jesus Christ, Joseph, Yusuf, Idris, Aaron and Moses, and Abraham. So Muhammad is the imam, leader of the other prophets. Prophethood progressed and evolved to Muhammad. I don't think I missed any, and greeted each of them as brother except for Adam and Abraham. He greeted them father. This is in Judaism and in Christianity. So we know that the first father is Adam and the second father is Abraham. After greeting them, what did he do? He led them in prayer. So who is their imam? Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, is their imam, their leader. So what is that to tell us? That even prophethood is an evolving thing. Prophethood is a progression, a progressional thing itself. So God was evolving and progressing prophethood and revelation. So it becomes complete for all the needs of mankind. And who was the last in that? Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. So who should be the leader of the rest? Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. If God sent messengers one behind another to make contribution to advance his way, to contribute to the advancement or toward the advancement of his way, then the last one to finish the job, he is the one that has it all, though before only had part. Darkness, symbolic of ignorance. So Quran, Surah 14, Ayat 1, we have revealed, bring from darkness to light. The darkness is the darkness of ignorance. You don't need anybody to lead you out of the darkness of night. All animals know how to wake up when the day comes and go out and take advantage of the daytime. It's talking about the darkness of ignorance. So when you don't know the answer, you can't see your way. When you don't know the solution, you can't see your way to work the problem. You don't know how to do it. You can't see how to do it. And you will say that, we use that expression, we are talking about knowledge, not this physical light and darkness. But we are talking about the light and the darkness of knowledge. We say, I can't see that. I don't see it that way. These are expressions of the language that witness. These expressions are witness that we already have the terms light and darkness, or darkness and light, for knowledge, not just for physical environment. The Quran, Surah 14, Ayat 15, seek world dominance is denied. God says, for them I say to you, God says in our holy book, he will never give the rule, that is the power, over others, over nations, to anyone who seeks corruption or seeks a dominant. The Quran, Surah 15, Ayah 27. When I breathed into him, my spirit bowed to him. Genesis 2:7, breath into man, he become a nostril living soul. The world is a god. So the world is called a god, and the world is fell under a deep sleep and began to have a desire. It felt lonely, and it needed or wanted something. So the book says in Genesis that it is not good that the man should be alone. This means that it is not good that the early Christian community should be lonely and suffering like it was. What God is this speaking? This is not the creator of the heavens and the earth. This is the creator of the church, Adam himself. And he was already divine. He was already dead divinely. The breath of life was not as the Bible Genesis will make you think, the breath of divine origin. So this breath was the breath of a grafted world order. It was the breath of something false and contrary to divine. The Quran, Surah 7, Ayah 12, Iblis made of fire, made man of mud. The Quran, Surah 15, Ayah 27, Jinn made before from scorching wind. The Holy Quran says that the being of fire or the jinn were made before. That is, before the man was made to be the crown of the creation. The scientists of the world think that they have made themselves, but they are blind children using our tools. The jinn boast that God made him before he made man. The jinn say that they were before Muhammad, and that they will not submit to him. They say that they came up the hard way, and they got their knowledge by their own efforts. They say that they are not men of the spirit of divine man. They say they are men of knowledge. They say they don't submit to religious teaching and that no religious leader will tell them what to do. So fire means knowledge of the world. So fire means a body of knowledge that is of the world. So man like look to at it is at and it near it becomes it because it gives them warmth. So they use it to cook their food and to do things for themselves. They use it to light their world so they can see. We don't call electric bulbs fire, but they are fire too. If you don't believe it, go put your hand on one and of them, and you will see how hot it is, also fire. So the light of the world is also fire. The scientists have built their bodies of knowledge. They say that their knowledge is the light of the world and had it before this Muhammad came on the scene. They ask, how are they going to submit to a religious man? They say that he preaches well, and he might be sincere, but he doesn't have that much sense. We are scientists. God says, nevertheless, he knows something that you don't know. I know that you know not. The Quran, Surah 7, Ayah 12, Iblis made of fire, made man of mud. The Quran, Surah 15, Ayah 27, Jinn made before from scorching wind. So God says in the beginning that he was going to make a ruler in the earth. He didn't say he made his man to live under other people. I'm talking about God's man now, not the one that conquered God's man and made a grafted man. God said that he was going to make a man from the dust of the earth from the lowest of the people. And when he had breathed into him of his spirit, divine mind, the scientists of the world, the wise, the stiff-necked and proud who think they know all and have been casting their wits against his revealed knowledge, all must drop their books and bow down to him, to his man. All praises are due to Allah. According to the Holy Quran, when the wise scientists were ordered to submit to God, man that he himself made wise with his own mind, one amongst them said he refused. He wouldn't bow to that which God had made from black mud fashioned into shape. He wouldn't submit to bow to God's man because he said that God had made him of fire and not mud. The Holy Quran says the being of fire or the jinn were made before. That is before the man was made to be the crown of creation. The scientists of the world think that they have made themselves, but they are blind children using our tools. The jinn boasts that God made him before he made man. The jinn says that they were before Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, and that they will not submit to him. They said that they came up the hard way, and they got their knowledge by their own efforts. They say they are not men of the spirit of divine man. They say they are men of knowledge. They say that they don't submit to religious teachings and that no religious leader will tell them what to do. We thank New Africa. Salakallahu Dadeen. We thank New Africa. Excellent enterprise. Murad speaks for allowing us to come before you once again. Tomorrow, in place of me at 7 p.m., will be our creator of New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC, Imam Murad Muhammad. He will be speaking to you starting at 7 p.m. We thank you. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening. Stay tuned to our beloved sister, Michelle Muhammad.